While Walker opposes the individual mandate in the health care law, he signaled an openness to creating a Wisconsin health exchange where people and small businesses can use their combined purchasing power to shop for insurance. He elaborated on the kind of exchange he'd like during a recent speech in Madison.
Not one that's more like Massachusetts, but instead more like Utah, where the government gets out of the way, but where it allows employers to buy into a larger purchasing pool, to share that risk, to lower your premium costs, and help drive down health care costs.
David Reamer, who heads the Community Advocates Public Policy Institute in Milwaukee, says it's good news that Walker wants to develop an exchange. Reamer, who's worked for Democrats in the past, says Walker's understanding of the Massachusetts and Utah exchanges is accurate, in that the Utah plan has fewer regulations than the one in Massachusetts. However, Reamer says,
we shouldn't get into the position of thinking that that's the most important decision to make in terms of making our exchange work.
Reamer says the more important point is that any exchange have lots of participants who are of average health and have an incentive to choose lower cost plans. As long as that happens, he says the plan will succeed.
On the other hand, if our exchange ends up with too many sick people in it, if it's too small, or if the people in it are insensitive as consumers to the cost of health insurance, then it's not going to be very effective, no matter how much we try to look like Utah.
Reamer is on a legislative panel studying what Wisconsin's exchange should look like. States have until 2014 to set up exchanges, or the federal government will do it for them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.